According to a statement by the president's spokesperson, the sponsors of illegal refineries must be held responsible for loss of lives and property. The president also condoled with the families of those killed in Saturday's explosion, describing it as catastrophic and a national disaster. He urged community leaders, the police, and the Secret Service not to allow another occurrence in any part of the country again. Unemployment and poverty in the oil-producing Niger Delta have made illegal crude refining an attractive business despite its deadly consequences. According to the Nigeria Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, over 270 million barrels of Nigeria's crude oil has been lost to theft and sabotage between 2016 and 2020. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.